Well, we had a lot of unanswered questions, and just, you know, we wanted to look and see different people in different positions, and we're going to play a lot of players. We're going to be that type of defense where if you have a hat, you'll play for us. And, you know, we're going to roll guys through. We know we're young, and we're excited about what that entails of, you know, the speed and athleticism on the field and just the excitement of, you know, guys in their first NFL game, the locker room, and going out. But that's what we're going to be. We're going to be, pieces of guys coming in, playing one spot, moving to another spot, position flexibility, and it's going to be exciting to watch them grow.
What have you seen out of Carson Wentz, and what can you expect from him?
Well, he only played. He came in right before their two-minute drive against Tampa Bay, and then he got hurt in the third quarter. So, he's basically had, two quarters of play. And, we went back and watched his Senior Bowl. We watched his college tape and, obviously we watched the Tampa Bay game. And, they're running his style offense from college, so I'm sure he'll feel comfortable with where he's standing in the pocket and how they call the plays. So I think that really helps him a lot, knowing that, I did this in college, even though he didn't probably missed practice reps throughout the preseason. But I'm sure he'll be excited, just as we are, to get out there and play football again. Well, I see a quarterback that's big, that can run. I'm going back to college, obviously. He had command of their offense, and, there was multiple shifts and motion. At Philadelphia, they didn't do much with him because he got hurt. I'm sure they were going to expand the offense for him. So from us, I see, a capable quarterback, as they all are. Obviously, he was the second pick in the draft, so, they thought very highly of him. And it'll be a good challenge for us. And it always is in the NFL, whether you're a rookie or a seasoned veteran. And, the preseason is a little bit different, obviously, than the regular season with the, whether it's a simplification or, the multifaceted things you do see in the regular season. It'll be a learning experience for him, as us. We're young, too. So it'll be exciting brand of football out there, I hope.
Have you ever had this many young first and second guys start?
No. But it's what we wanted to do. We wanted to revamp and go and put some young players out there, and we are, and I'm excited for them. They're bright-eyed. They've learned the system. They've done everything we've asked them to do. And, part of that, kaleidoscope that I was talking about is guys at different positions and at different times being in. And so it's exciting to watch them grow because that's, the veterans, they get it. They've been there. But the young guys, we don't know what to expect from them. We know what to hope, but it's really different on Sunday of NFL football versus preseason. And I've tried to prepare our guys for the hype and the emotion, the adrenaline and the hyperventilation that's going to go on. And I just want to make sure they don't forget their helmets on the sideline and go play some football for us.
Where was the preseason kind of like a wake up call or reality check, just because defense struggled a little bit, especially that Tampa game against Jameis, and he maybe had to readjust lineup and how you're going to approach the season?
No, not for me, it wasn't. We wanted to get a great evaluation of our players, so we did. We played every single player, and some of them are on team and some of them are not. So I didn't go in with expectations that we were going to shut every team down. I knew there's going to be, and there are going to be, some growing pains with different guys being in. So for me, no, because I just went in with eyes wide open and looking and evaluating, and that's what I wanted to do, is evaluate, and I think we did. We understand who we are and what we are, and we're going to change as we get better, as they get more comfortable, and as I see how they do react to real football versus scripted. You get 15 plays, you're out, versus now you go full-time and we'll roll you guys. But I am really excited to watch our young guys play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the growth. It's been quick. We've seen these guys since May, and more of their personalities, and watching them really mature really quick. And I don't think they knew they were going to play this fast, but they are. And for me, it's just trying to calm them down, and maybe they don't know. And sometimes it's good that you don't know. But I've watched these guys, and when you watch Emmanuel, you know, we've moved him from different positions, which I think has really helped him. I think he gets a better understanding of football by position because he's stood up, he's been on the ground, meaning hand on the ground. He's played it from outside, and so he's had different lenses, if you will, views, which will make him a better player, more valuable player for us because he now can play more than one position. Tracy Howard's been the same thing. You know, Joe Schobert's been outstanding. Just he's really so wise beyond his years. He's so quiet, but just, you know, he's been very effective for us. And Carl, we keep saying young guys, and, you know, Derek is going to play for us. And, you know, when I said if you have a helmet, you're going to play, they are. You know, we're not trying to blow smoke anywhere. We're going to play our guys, and we're going to roll them through and let them play football.
Ray, how have you seen Jamar Taylor's game
evolve since? I am really pleased that we have him. He's a, he's a pro's pro. He's a veteran. You know, he came in, and we didn't promise him anything just other than an opportunity, and he's quietly been very professional about his job. He's a technician. He's very smart. I think he's expanding his leadership role the more he plays. He's let his play speak for himself, which is very impressive. And he is one of the better players that we're counting on to be a leader for our team, you know, to calm some of these young players that, you know, haven't been there yet.
Hey, Ray, what did you see from Danny Shelton in the preseason? And is he where he needs to be?
No, I hope Danny at the end of the year is better than he is now. We've asked him to do some things to change some things, and he has. He's been outstanding that way. And what I like to do with, you know, we don't have a really older guy on the line that can say, this is how it's done. You know, we're young up there, too. Most of our guys are first- or second-year guys. And so I've been giving him homework assignments of other players in the league to watch, and I think that's critical that you watch peers in the league do things, and so you can say, oh, that's how it's done at a high level, especially when we're young. So, you know, Danny's only, he's getting ready, I don't know how many games he started last year, but he's getting ready to play his 17th NFL game. You know, that's a small sample of games, so he's going to continue to get better. It's not, well, he was a first-round pick last year, so what is he? Well, give him some time, and, you know, it's not a new system for him because he's been playing that position forever in his career. But it is with us, and you know, the guys, again, it's going to be a collective effort of guys around you. It's not just one guy that's going to, you know, bring home the bacon for us. It's got to be everybody.
The reason he played so much in third and fourth quarters in the preseason because you were asking him to learn differently?
That, and we just want our guys to play. You know, we knew certain guys were going to be on our team, and we want them to get more snaps and get the guys that we were really counting on that we knew were going to be here. A lot of other guys, we were evaluating who's going to be on our team. And some guys understood their role sooner, meaning DeMario Davis knew he was going to be a starter for our team. And other guys, we had a pretty good balance. And we're trying to play Danny more than just, you know, first and second down. A lot of those he was in on third down, and a lot depend on what the offense was putting out on the field for us. So, you know, we want to have an evaluation that the guy can play more roles than just one on our team, and that's some of the reason he was in, was he was playing third down rush also.
Do you want him to be more of a big plug-the-middle guy like Casey Hampton used to be, or do you want him to be a guy who's able to move around?
Well, that is probably based on physics, on what he's weighing, his quickness. But I do, you know, really when you look at a nose guard, there are two types. There's that plugger that doesn't get pushed off the ball, or the guy that can make plays from really the numbers to the numbers is probably more realistic for the nose guard. And that's what I want Danny to be because he's so much quicker and he's smarter, and he's going to learn to play NFL ball. And I don't want to say I'm disappointed at all, because I'm not, because I know what his upside is, and we got to get him there.
Has he done a good job with kind of keeping the weight off, or do you still need, is that just a constant sort of work in progress with him?
How's he looking in his pants out there? How does it look? Good?
Yeah,
he looks good to me. He looks good to me in his pants. Danny's done an outstanding job, and I wish I could do what he did. What he did in the time frame we gave him was extraordinary, and he has done everything we're asking. Now that he's done that off the field, now we ask him to do more on the field, and he will get there, because this kid, he's got a fantastic work ethic. You know, he's one of our young leaders on the team, and he understands the expectations that we, you know, place upon him to be one of our better players. And I think that's probably why his name is mentioned so much, because of the expectations, whether it's a draft pick or the potential, the physical potential inside of him as a player. And that's just the burden that he will have to bear, because he was a high pick that people expect a lot from, and I think he does also.
Ray, back to Wentz for a second. Mm-hmm. First game, doesn't have a whole lot of experience. Maybe an outsider would say, what's the hell out of him? You have to balance that with what you do. I mean, I know you're not going to give away your game plan, but how much do you balance, you know, let's throw a whole bunch at him right in his face with doing what we do and not doing too much of that?
Well, you know, if you watch the game last night, Trevor didn't have a lot of experience either, and he walked away with a victory. I think one cannot just say we are going to do this and doesn't matter no matter what. You know, we have to balance it with field position, you know, down and distance, the weather conditions, his emotion, how the coach Peterson's calling the plays. Do we want to create havoc and confusion? Yes, but we also know that we have young guys too, and the most important thing is we play sound football and stop them from scoring. Is we want to come away with a victory. We don't care how we get the victory, just we want to come away with a victory. Do we understand all the side issues with their rookie quarterback, their first game on the for us on the road, for him at home, the crowd, the Philadelphia crowd, which is a different crowd? Yeah, we do, and that's why it's so exciting for us, because it gives us an opportunity on defense to have some success if we do our job.
Ray, we know you're all about getting the quarterback. With Paul Kruger gone, though, there isn't that you know, proven guy with the sacks on his resume.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Is that unnerving at all? With, you know, you don't have a double-digit established.
No, we don't. We are going to be, on paper, if you look at us, we're young. And so we're going to find pressure, turnovers, and some of it may be a bend but don't break defense as we go along, as we evolve into our guys understanding what they do best, how they're going to attack a certain scheme or player. I have to adjust to that somewhat to see what works best for us. Is it all out zero pressure? Is it sometimes rushing three? Is it a combination? That's what really, when I said way back when, the kaleidoscope, it is going to be that. You know, we understand where we're at right now and what we want to be, but that doesn't mean, you know, I want to drive that nail that hard, because we may not be that package right now. Sometimes, you know, you all often talk about, you know, a par 5 and 2 in the golf, how everybody say power, 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 hit the par 5 and 2. Well, I think Zach Johnson won the Masters by laying up on the par 5. Sometimes you have to be smart.
What happened with Justin Gilbert? What did you not see? And do you think he has a future?
Athletically, no question. He worked hard. Obviously, you know, he got hurt in the Tampa Bay game. What we decided to do was move on to get players around the field that were healthy right this second to go. He worked very hard for us, for the organization. And at this point, I think our organization just said, let's move on and get, you know, guys in the room on the field that are ready to go this direction. Not that he wasn't. He was trying very hard to do what we asked him to do.
Ray,